Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 748. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, and motivate you, if you will, to simply just pray. Pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by faith believing. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer, and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God, in faith believing in the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray, dear friends, based upon our subjective feelings. Rather, we pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith. Ladies and gentlemen, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 3, which reads, "And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Pray now unto the Lord our God for us." Oh, pardon me. Beloved, allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Jeremiah's prayers were desired. Zedekiah sent messengers to him, saying, "Pray now unto the Lord our God for us." He did so before, as recorded in Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 1, and in chapter 21, verse 2. And one of the messengers, Zephaniah, is the same there and here. Zedekiah is to be commended for this, and it shows that he had some good in him, some sense of his need of God's favor and of his own unworthiness to ask it for himself and for some value for good people and good ministers who had an interest in heaven. When we are in distress, we ought to desire the prayers of our ministers and Christian friends, for thereby we put an honor upon prayer and an esteem upon our brethren. Kings themselves should look upon their praying people as the strength of the nation. And yet this does but help to condemn Zedekiah out of his own mouth, if indeed he looked upon Jeremiah as a prophet whose prayers might avail much both for him and his people. Why did he not then believe him and hearken to the words of the Lord which he spoke by him? He desired his good prayers, but would not take his good counsel, nor be ruled by him, though he spoke in God's name. And it appears by this that Zedekiah knew he did. It is common for those to desire to be prayed for who will not be advised. But herein they put a cheat upon themselves. For how can we expect that God should hear others speaking to him for us if we will not hear them speaking to us from him and for him? Many who despise prayer when they are in prosperity will be glad of it when they are in adversity. Now give us of your oil. When Zedekiah sent to the prophet to pray for him, he had better have sent for the prophet to pray with him, but he thought that below him, and how can those expect the comforts of religion who will not stoop to the services of it? Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from S.D. Gordon. He said, "The greatest thing anyone can do for God and man is pray. It is not the only thing, but it is the chief thing. It is the greatest thing that anyone can do for God and man." The great people of the earth today are the people who pray. I do not mean those who talk about prayer, nor those who say they believe in prayer, nor yet those who can explain about prayer, but I mean those people who take time to pray. Now, beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. Here are four more ways to pray for other people. Number one, ask that God will cause the believer to not love the world system. Number two, ask that the person have a spirit of brokenness and humility. Number three, ask that the person have a servant's heart. Number four, ask that the person be able to build a scriptural, Bible-based family. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled, The Necessity for Praying Men. Of course, this includes the necessity for praying women as well. Part 2 from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer, by the Doctor of Prayer, Dr. E. M. Bounds. Dr. E. M. Bounds goes on to say, the church today needs praying men to execute her solemn and pressing responsibility to meet the fearful crisis which is facing her. The crying need of the times is for men in increased numbers, God-fearing men, God-fearing women, praying men, praying women, Holy Ghost-filled men, and Holy Ghost-filled women, men who can endure hardness, sisters who can endure hardness, who will count not their lives dear unto themselves. My God, help us. But count all things but dross for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Savior. The men who are so greatly needed in this age of the church are those who have learned the business of praying, learned it upon their knees, learned it in the need and agony of their own hearts. Praying men are the one commanding need of this day, as of all other days, in which God is to have or make a showing. Men who pray are in reality the only religious men, and it takes a full measured man to pray. Men of prayer are the only men who do or can represent God in this world. No cold, irreligious, prayerless man can claim the right. They misrepresent God in all his work and all his plans. Praying men are the only men who have influence with God, the only kind of men to whom God commits himself and his gospel. Praying men are the only men in which the Holy Spirit dwells, for the Holy Spirit and prayer go hand in hand. The Holy Spirit never descends upon prayerless men. He never fills them. He never empowers them. There is nothing whatever in common between the Spirit of God and men who do not pray. The Spirit dwells only in a prayer atmosphere. In doing God's work, there is no substitute for praying. The men of prayer cannot be displaced with other kinds of men. Men of financial skill, men of education, men of worldly influence, none of these can possibly be put in substitution for the men of prayer. The life, the vigor, the motive power of God's work is formed by praying men. A vitally diseased heart is not a more fearful symptom of approaching death than non-praying men are of spiritual atrophy. Now, dear friends, it is time for us to pray. That's right, we don't just talk about prayer, we actually pray. And around here we pray at the top of the hour, and we would encourage you to do the same. Remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we thank you and we praise you for what we have heard today from your holy word and from Dr. Bounds. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for the privilege and the power and the peace of prayer. Help us to be praying men and women, boys and girls. And help us to love you back because you first loved us. And help us to be obedient to you. Have mercy and grace, Lord, upon us. And forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures, even of prayerlessness. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray each and every day, and help us to pray without ceasing. Lord, we pray collectively and individually for the following things that we have on our prayer list. We pray for over 3 million lost souls to come to know your Savior. We pray, Lord, for the revival of your church. We pray, Lord, for the healing of Christian families and for the salvation of lost families. We pray for the healing of this nation, and we pray for an awakening to take place. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. And Lord, we pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries around the globe. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. And we thank you for the literally thousands of prayer requests that we have on our rolls. And we pray for these specifically. We pray for them as well. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, and provision blessings to rest upon them. And we pray for Shay. Help her to serve you with her life and all that she does. We pray for Cecil. Please heal him from gout, high blood pressure, and bad cholesterol. We pray for Willis. Please bless him with the ministry banner and ministry certificates he needs, and meet the needs of the orphans under the care of his ministry. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians you want them to be. We pray for Nick. We pray for James. We pray for Vivian. Help them to grow in the faith. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of your holy word. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Raleigh, Sase, and Shay. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.